Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Brent Breed. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Travis Miller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jeff Kent. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Albi Lopez. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor strikes out. There goes Knobloch. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Bell reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seitzer scores. Bell moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kent hits a fly ball into right field. Breed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Walker. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Breed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Lofton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Mears reaches second base with a double. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breed hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to third. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kent is 0-for-1 in the game. Kent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Knobloch covering, for the out. Ramirez moves to third. Kent moves to second. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Kling and Beck now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tomey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tomey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhowiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive towards short. Vizcal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Starhowiak moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Starhowiak scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Breed is 0 for 1 in the game. Breed takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. Mears scores. Breed moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kent strikes out. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Myers to second, and Ramirez is out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Klingenbeck covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Walker reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Kent Merker now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to second. Matt Walbeck pinch hits for Greg Myers. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Merker covering, for the out. Walker scores. Cordova moves to third. Coomer moves to second. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mears is walked intentionally. Roberto Kelly pinch hits for Brent Breed. Danny Graves now pitching. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Cordova scores. Coomer moves to third. Mears moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent fields it and throws to second for the out. Coomer scores. Mears moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Matt Walbeck now catching. Roberto Kelly now playing right field. Ryan Thompson pinch hits for Kenny Lofton. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Thome moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Thome scores. Bell moves to third. It's Twins, 6, Indians, 6. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kent batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Thompson now playing center field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coomer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Parra now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kent is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.